Hey, welcome to the 32 Podcast. I'm your host, Caesar. And today's topic is, or today's title, I should say, is It's Time to Be Selfish. Now, I've transitioned through this whole journey in my life from being a young man to being a man now with responsibilities and handling his responsibilities. And through my journey, I've learned and acquired a lot of experience and knowledge, I should say, right? And I've learned that sometimes as a person, the good nature in you will put you in a position or put you at a major disadvantage. And I'll explain why. Now, when you're a nice person or a good person or a good-hearted person or a person who lives by principle, right? Even the book Think and Grow Rich and several other, ideas or concepts that have been put forward by people like Napoleon Hill and Jim Rohn, they all speak on giving yourself, giving the best of you with whatever you're doing. And that's what we have a tendency to do if you're a good-hearted person. So the situation is, when you're within a group, whatever the social setting is, right? But you're within a group. There's always going to be an individual or two who are always willing to go the extra mile and to do the extra, right? Through personal experience myself, I've been that person. I've made sacrifices of a financial kind, time, material, whatever you can think of. I've made sacrifices in that regard, right? But the thing is, are the sacrifices that you're making being reciprocated? Are the same gestures that you're putting forward and the same principles that you live by being reciprocated to you, right? You're within a group. Anyone needs help, you're willing to be there and drop whatever you're doing. But the thing is, the people that you're dropping everything for, are they willing to do that for you? Are they willing to sacrifice their time to accommodate you and whatever need that you have at any given time? Or is it a lopsided situation and it's just you, right? You have to think about these things, whether it's in a family setting, your friends, your own relationship with your spouse, your better half, your girl, if it's a lady for your guy, you know? If you're into the same sex, then, like, you know, whoever your better half is, in any relationship, these are the things that you have to think about in any setting of a social kind. You have to think about these things. Now, I was once told a story, and the story was about bricks, right? Now, not the bricks that, you know, hip-hop bricks. I'm talking about literal bricks, right? Basically, there was a guy, and he had a pile of bricks. And his intention was to build his home. Now, this guy was so good-hearted, and people would keep approaching him. Hey, buddy, I just need to complete my house. I just need one brick. This guy with his good nature gives up the brick. Another person comes, buddy, hey, man, all I need is one brick and my house is complete and I can move my family in and it all will be well. And this happened over and over and over and over and over until one day the gentleman looked and he realized he had no bricks and he hadn't even laid one brick to build his own house. Now, the moral of the story is, when you give yourself completely and 100%, you have to make sure that you're getting the same in return. Because you'll end up giving all your bricks, which are a metaphor, or bricks are the metaphor for your resources, time, finances, whatever it may be, your love, attention, whatever it may be. You'll end up giving up all your bricks And internally, for one, you'll feel useless. In addition to that, you're gonna feel and understand that you have nothing, because guaranteed, a lot of the people that you approach, when you tell them that you need a brick, they'll look at you and say, well, if I take out a brick from my house, well, my house will collapse. So, sorry, man, I can't help you. They can't even say, you know what, I'll take a brick from the shed. I'll let my shed, like, you know, fall, and here's a brick, like, you know, from my shed. Or matter of fact, take all the bricks from the shed, because I don't even need a shed. I got a house for my family. You need to set up your own situation. People don't think like that. People are not principle-driven, and they're not living by principle at all. So when you're going through your journey with whatever you're doing, you have to make sure that whoever you're putting your energy, resources, time, whatever it may be, make sure that the energy is being reciprocated. Make sure it's being given back. Because before you know it, you'll look back and you'll be an old man, an old woman. And you're going to have the biggest regret, which is, man, I should have been a little bit more selfish. Now, the thing is, our interpretation of being selfish is to think about yourself and yourself alone. But the thing is this, when I say selfish, for people who are good-natured, people with good hearts will understand what I mean. When you're always giving and you're always doing your best for other people, the minute you consider yourself and you just think about yourself, automatically you have a sense of guilt and you start to think, I am selfish. I am being selfish. I shouldn't be like this. Let me just, you know, and then you continue with the behavior of giving everything and doing everything and burning yourself out for no reason. So it's time to be selfish. It's your time to be selfish. It's your time to put together your dreams, whatever it is, your mixtape, your business, your company, whatever it is that you're working on, your education, whatever it is. It's time for you to be selfish. Focus on yourself. If the folks around you really care for you like they say they do, right? Actions speak louder than words. And the action will be understanding. If they exhibit any modicum of understanding, then you know they're your people. Because they want nothing but the best for you. They want you to be successful. They want you to elevate. They're not thinking about themselves, and they're not looking at the relationship like you're subservient to them. They're looking at it like, hey, that person is my people, and I want them to win. Surround yourself with people that want you to actually win. Not people that are scared that your success will eclipse theirs. Not people who will downplay any move that you're making or take whatever you're working on or try to beat you to the punch because they just can't support what you're doing because they internally don't want to see you successful. It's all an ego thing. When you have a good heart, you put out good energy and you want people to win. You even want your enemies to win. You have no malice, no negative energy towards anybody. And that's how you should operate. But the essence of this right here is, it's time to be selfish. Do your thing. Get your thing done. Focus on completing your tasks. Build your empire, your legacy, whatever you're working on, and get it done. Now, with that being said, okay, and I'm not ranting, I'm not trying to talk at you, I'm talking to you. If you happen to catch this, or you're driving, or you happen to stumble on this upon this by accident, again, my name is Caesar, and I'm here to improve and contribute in a positive way. This 32 podcast is my commitment to the world. Time to put some goodness out into the world. As a person, to anybody who's listening to this, know your worth. Know what you're worth and don't falter with what you believe you're worth. And let me tell you something right now. whatever you think you're worth, quadruple that, because you're worth way more than what you think you're worth. Take time to figure out your skill set. Take time to figure out whatever talents you have. And I know a lot of people have told me and spoken to me and said to me that they don't know what talent they have. I can't draw. I can't do this. I can't do that. But without knowing, you have a talent. You might be amazing at math. Use that to your advantage and connect with somebody who needs assistance with maybe accounting or taking stock of whatever inventory they have. You might not be good with people, but behind the scenes, you're good at, like, you know, strategizing and putting things together. So maybe connect with somebody and say, hey, I'm good at strategy and I'm good at this and that. Can we connect? Can I contribute that aspect of what I'm doing and work on something, right? A lot of the times, we don't realize our own worth. Hence why we're so, like, you know, like, willing to just... At a whim, if anyone that we have any care for, any love for, calls on us, we just jump at it, and I'm here, and, you know, at any, like, you know, at the drop of a dime, basically. And I'm telling you right now, like, know your worth, because you're worth something. That person would not be calling you if you're not worth something, right? I heard a wise person say, everybody's created to be used, because you're useful. But not everybody is created to be abused. Being used beyond the realm of, like, you know, being fair. And again, I say, if the energy is not reciprocated, you shouldn't even be involved in that. Unless you consciously are aware that the energy is not being reciprocated, and you're making your own decision to still contribute to whatever endeavor it is. But beyond that, I'm just saying, again, it's time to be selfish. Understand your worth. And with understanding your worth, whatever your skill set is, or whatever skill set you figure out or learn you have, or you might have multiple, which makes you, like, you know, like, even more, like, you know, like, inclined to succeed, right? Once you figure out that, whenever you enter into a situation fully knowing what skill set you have, leverage that, so at least whatever you get out of whatever deal it is equal and is fair for whatever skill set you have. Don't let anybody lowball you or anything like that. Whether you're trying to get on the football team, basketball team, volleyball, whatever it is, swim team. And I'm talking to, like, the younger guys, right? Like, people who are still in school. Or whether you're in the corporate world or in the industry, whatever it may be, you're trying to get a feature, you're trying to do whatever it may be that you're working on, make sure that everything is amicable. Everything is fair. Leverage your skill set and get what your just due is. So for this episode, this is what was on my mind, because as I told you, this is these are private thoughts that I'm making public. These are the thoughts that crossed my mind, and when I was coming up, like, you know, these are the things I feel would have been instrumental to me in my, like, you know, 20s, 17, like, you know, even in my early, like, you know, like 12 and so forth. Like, I wish I had somebody like myself telling me this, because I'm not preaching to you guys. I'm just talking to you. I'm not talking at you. I'm not talking through you. I'm talking to you. I need you to understand that the more we develop and the more we start to operate at a certain level, the more we can do in this world and the more changes we can make in this world in a positive way. We can have a positive contribution to the world. We just have to recalibrate and work on our morals, our principles, and our ethics, and take it from there. So I'm your host, Caesar. I'm going out with saying, walk tall, think rich, don't bow your head and listen to the face of God, because if you do, you'll drop your crown, and you do not want to do that, because you're kings and queens. I say, go out there and have the Midas touch. Touch everything with a positive vibe, and it will turn to gold. There's a lesson in everything. So even when you fail, you succeeded because you learned something. And if you've ever failed in your life and you didn't learn anything, go back to whatever failure it was. And I guarantee you there's a lesson in that. One.